With a look at Radio Cayman's Midday News, I'm Dion Anglin. It's a good day for Cayman's COVID-19 figures, as government reports no new cases on Thursday. They revealed 292 cases on Thursday. That means Cayman has held steady at 140 total confirmed cases out of 10,466 tests. 67 patients have recovered, and no cases have presented for clinical management since April 27th. The HSA lab is doing scheduled maintenance today, which may affect test results being reported at today's COVID-19 press conference at 2 p.m. right here on Radio Cayman. Praise from His Excellency the Governor for the job evaluation team in the portfolio of the civil service. The team has been ensuring the proper use of the Public Authorities Law, which brings consistency between the civil service and the statutory authorities and government-owned agencies.
Three people in particular have gone through over 900 job specs in the last couple of months. So Shantae Moore, Loretta Mack, and Carol Best Gold. Huge thank you to you for an incredible amount of work and a really outstanding achievement over the last couple of months. Thank you very much.
In other local news, preparations for the 2020 hurricane season are in full swing now for Hazard Management Cayman Islands, with one of their focuses being on the Sister Islands.
So obviously, the Sister Islands are under slightly different curfew arrangements than we are right now, but again, we know there's lots of preparedness that we need to do with them, both from a stocking capacity of supplies, but also evacuation concepts and how does that look like in COVID times. Mental health, again, is a really important thing to be considering this year. It's been a long couple of months for all of us. And I think, finding the tips and tricks, I guess, and your own personal plan when it comes down to mental health, looking at your family, making sure you're all, looking after yourselves to be ready for the hurricane season ahead.
Director Danielle Coleman tells Radio Cayman training is ongoing and a lot of conversations are happening with the Foreign and Commonwealth Office and the overseas territories.
We're working very closely with the region, with SEDIMA, with the overseas territories, with the Ministry of Defence and the UK SAT team, the Security Assessment Team, Assistance Team, to make sure that we're all working together, that if we had to respond to another overseas territory, or someone was responding to us, be it personnel or other equipment, we can make sure that we're, considering all the COVID implications and making sure that we've got an effective response to every eventuality.
Forecasters are calling for an above-average 2020 hurricane season. Officials say there is a special need for volunteers to assist this year. If you're interested or want more information, you can check out caymanprepared.ky. And now for a look at news from around the world, here's the BBC.
The governor of Minnesota has said that order must be restored in Minneapolis so that justice can be sought for the police killing of an unarmed black man. Tim Walz said the looting and burning had to stop. He didn't want the chaos to take away from trying to solve the institutional racism that had been brewing for 400 years. A row between Donald Trump and Twitter has intensified, with the social media firm accusing the president of glorifying violence in his comments on the Minneapolis unrest. Mr. Trump had warned that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. The United Nations office in Somalia has condemned the abduction and killing of seven health workers as an outrage. Although the jihadist group Al-Shabaab is active in the area, it has not claimed the attack. Reports from northern Mozambique say Islamist militants have overrun another town in Cabo Delgado province. They say about 90 jihadists started filling the streets of Macomia on Thursday. They fired into the air, causing people to flee. The Court of Appeal in Lesotho has ordered the rearrest of the former First Lady after revoking her bail. Masaya Tabane was charged in February over the murder of her husband's estranged wife. A leading government adviser in Britain says he thinks government measures to ease the coronavirus lockdown are being brought in too soon. Professor John Edmonds warned that infection levels in the UK were still very high, while a new test and trace system was untried. A South Korean man has entered a protest against Samsung that's lasted nearly a year, perched on top of a traffic camera pole. Kim Young-hee said he'd been sacked by the conglomerate for trying to set up a union. Samsung has now apologised to its former worker.
And that's the end of Radio Cayman's Midday News. I'm Dion Anglin.